I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After withdrawing from the northern regions of Ukraine, Russian invasion forces have refocused their assault on the east. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russians now control about 20% of all Ukrainian territory. Eric Mock says the Slava Gospel Association is working to rebuild their seminary in Irpin.
Even now, we are trying to take care of that building to secure it from further damage due to weather. And yet we're beginning to press on. They're beginning to look to training and holding classes in the future. So when it comes to Kiev and Irpin, even the area around Bucha, people are trying to recover their lives and move forward.
Supported by SGA, local churches are sending food, medicine, and the gospel into Ukraine every day. Join this work at missionnews.org. And students in Lebanon have returned to school after years of complications due to COVID-19. That includes students with the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development. LSESD operates Beirut Baptist School, an inclusive K-12 school, as well as the Skilled Program, which focuses on learning differences. But Wissam Nasrallah says the financial crisis continues to weigh heavily on students and families.
Students are tired. They know that they live in a country with very little that can offer them very little prospects of a better future. Most of them just want to leave. But at the same time, kids know that education is one of their only sources of hope and one of the only lifelines they have.
Ask God to strengthen the LSESD team as they share Jesus' love with the students. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.